episode is titled the Combo Episode, because we will be talking about all three consoles instead of just the PS3. Although Crimson Viper is no longer the official co-host, he is in this episode, and Coroman is our new co-host, and we have a couple guest hosts today. Well, one guest host, Tech Guru.
Yes. Hello, my name's Tech Guru. I run tek-guru.co.uk, and I live in London, as you could probably tell.
Woo, England!
Yay!
Boo, England.
Okay, so, right now, Corbin Man's having,
problems.
Having issues.
Technical difficulties.
No, we'll just say difficulties, because we don't know what's wrong.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so during this episode we'll be talking about gameplay, we'll be talking about basically this gaming cyclone and what its future prospects look like.
Okay.
Should we start off with the PS3 then?
Yep.
Okay, great. Let's get on with it then.
Yeah, go ahead and do this one. Well, two models, the $500 and the $600 system. Basically, if you get the $500 system, you screwed yourself over, because,
Sorry.
You screwed yourself over if you get it at all. But, the $500 system, you can only upgrade the hard drive. You can't upgrade it to Wi-Fi or the other little compact disc thingy slots.
I've noticed that the PlayStation 3's been looking a lot into the future. Like, it's had a, three times the size of a hard drive of 360.
Yeah,
but the Microsoft are planning to actually release a bigger hard disk, obviously, because they've introduced their HD download service, so you could download, like, say, HD movie in high definition and just watch it, so you need a bigger hard disk to store more movies.
Actually, for the movies, you don't have to save them on your hard disk. Once you delete it, you can download it again, and it won't cost you.
Yeah, but say if your friend comes over after that and you want to watch the movie, you'd have to download it again.
Well, if you got a fast connection, it doesn't matter that much.
Okay, if you want.
Then again, it takes a while to download like 6 gigabytes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, the main feature of the PS3 is its Blu-ray disc. The discs hold 25 to 50 gigabytes, depending on how many layers it has. And unfortunately for the games, it will not be able to do 1080 resolution, but will only be able to do 720.
Okay, should we just talk about the PSP and PS3 working together?
Yeah. The PSP and the PS3 will work together. The PSP can be used as like a controller for the PS3, or in like racing games. It's already been used as like a little rear view mirror, which is pretty useless since you gotta have like three hands to use it, or have a friend hold it.
My friend showed me today pictures of motion sensing controllers for the 360.
Yeah, they look exactly like the other controllers, pretty much.
No, they don't. There was actually like five. There was a bowling ball. There was like a base bat. There should be like a gun, and a couple more things like the controller.
Yeah, but who's gonna go out and buy all those different controllers?
I'm not gonna buy it, but I'm probably gonna buy the gun, because, I mean, imagine playing Halo 3 with that.
That'd be awesome, but, it'd be kinda hard to move. Like, with the Wii, it's pretty hard to move around in, like, a shooting game.
And what's the sensitivities of?
As we're talking about the PSP and the PS3 working together, well, Sony have, like, allowed people who own a PS3, which isn't many people, and who have a PSP, so basically Sony fanboys will have both, they've made it possible. I think it cost something like $5, if I remember correctly, and you could just basically play your PS1 games for, like, a small fee.
Yeah,
it's pretty good, but I mean...
That's like the Wii.
PS1 game.
Yeah. It's probably one of the last minute ideas, like the six axes, which we'll talk about in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's talk
about the controller.
Who's backwards compatibility? I mean, you could even play Tekken 3 on Tekken 5. What PS1 games are you going to play? I'm waiting.
What PS... I'm not going to play any PS1 games. I don't have any at all.
Why not? What, you could play like games like Gran Turismo 2. They were pretty good. Tekken games were pretty good. Crash Bandicoot was pretty good.
Yeah, but you could play Tekken.
They did have the PS1 had some really good titles.
I know, but
well, I don't even have any PS1 games because I had a Nintendo.
Oh, I had a PlayStation 1.
I had PS1.
I didn't have many games back then because I was like 6.
Oh, I had quite a lot, like, but I'm mainly racing games, because that's what my dad used to like, so I had V-Rally and all this sort of stuff. I also had Crash Team Racing, which me and my sister used to play, and that was pretty good. Anyway, should we just talk about the motion sensing system called Six Axes?
Six Axes. Well, the controller's not that different from the last PS3, PS2 controller.
I didn't know there was a last PS3.
I know there was. But the last PS2 controller, except for it doesn't have rumble.
Yep.
Which is stupid.
Well, that sucks, really. If you play the game.
I mean,
unlike the 360
like,
and the Wii.
Imagine like playing like any game that involves guns. That would just be much more boring.
Mhm. Because you wouldn't know when you're really getting hit unless it has really good visuals on the screen to tell you where you're being hit from.
Okay, well, as the PS3 has Bluetooth, it supports wireless gameplay, obviously, and it will support up to 7 wireless controllers, which is pretty stupid. I mean, think about it. So you, what, you're going to cut your screen into 7 bits and leave one box? I think it should have been at least 8 or 6. 7 is just stupid.
And who's going to have a really super big screen?
Like, I do.
I know, but most people don't have like a ginormous screen because most people use HD screens, HD like plasma or LCD.
That's because I play on the 8-inch screen.
Well, that's your fault.
You play on the 8-inch screen?
Yeah, the screen. See, I'm only kidding. But imagine people that have to play on like cheap TVs on like holiday and stuff like that.
Yeah, a lot of kids like have like 15-inch TVs. Like in my room, I've got a 32-inch widescreen. It's only standard def, but I mean, I just play mainly my Xbox on it, and then I go downstairs, play 360 in high definition on my projector.
Well, that's your fault.
Oh, my fault.
It is.
Oh, okay, that doesn't make sense. Okay. Well, the L2 and R2 buttons have been altered, so it enables increased travel and precision for more subtle control in games. Basically, so it's more trigger-like, like the Xbox 360 triggers, so it's obviously better when playing shooting games.
Okay, well, it will be able to play DVDs and CDs as well as Blu-ray, just to clear up confusion.
Okay, so, should we change topic to the future of Gaming Cyclone and how...
And how's that?
We can just like base it around one particularly good console. We all know what we're talking about, right?
PlayStation
3. No man, Nintendo 4.
So what? Are we talking about the 360 now, yeah?
Okay.
Well,
it's had a software update that's allowed it to play higher resolution games and be more compatible with the HD player and the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Some Halo 3 news. Okay, if you go to halo3.com/index2.html, this is for North American gamers, and, well, currently anyway, and it basically, Bungie are giving you an Xbox Live multiplayer public beta, which is basically a pre-release of the multiplayer version of Halo 3, and it will be available in spring, only on the Xbox 360, and basically it will help you to check out the game, you will get return feedback, and they'll like, help improve the game. You need to be 17 years old, be a resident of the 50 United States, including the District of Columbia or Canada, you must have an Xbox Premium console, which obviously includes a hard disk, or a 360 core with a hard disk on top so you can download the game. You need an Xbox Live Gold subscription and a valid .NET passport with your Xbox Live gamertag link. If you're a European gamer and want the Halo 3 multiplayer beta, you're going to have to wait to sign up in next spring, so like keep an eye out. Okay, so that's really that bit.
And the beta is not the demo that will be released, right?
Right.
Yeah, the demo will be released separately.
Okay, let's talk about something from GameSpot. I've made a tiny URL so you guys can refer back to it. http://tinyurl.com/y7gk6cx. And basically, it compares the graphics from the Xbox 360 and the PS3, and it's a comparison shot. So as you mouse over the 360 image, you get to see the PS3 image. And basically, as you go over, you'll see that the lighting on the PS3 is awful. And the textures on the floor, like on Need for Speed Carbon, where you see the Camaro SS car, on the floor...
Oh, no need to discourage PS3 listeners.
They're blurred.
Yeah, it blurs, basically. And it's not... It's nowhere near... It doesn't support any as... Nowhere near as good graphics. If you also, like, go over to Tony Hawk's... Now, this bit is bad. On the second image, you see a really bright shot on the 360 as Tony Hawk goes outside of, like, someplace. And it's really, really bright. On the PS3, you can't see anything what's outside. Okay, we can talk about the Nintendo Wii if you really want. Oh.
All right.
Well,
what I use
about
the
360 made PS3 look like crap.
Yes, it does.
Okay, I've got some really cool news for you guys who have Nintendo Wii, and a lot of you Nintendo gamer fans, like my friend, who are going to get the Wii tomorrow as it's released in the UK, I think Europe as well.
But it's already been released in the US.
Yeah. Okay, great. We're getting it tomorrow. We always get things later than you guys. And basically, as you know, Wii Sports doesn't really come in a plastic sort of case, like a normal dual sort of case. So you can actually purchase these. I've only found it on the US site, because I haven't actually tried looking at the UK. And you can see it. They're going at about $1.50 each for a nice case. It looks all nice if you're a collector. You can get a set of 5 for $7, $6.99. Or set of 10 for $12.99. The URL is http://tinyurl.com/ylhr24.
Well, I can tell you that the Nintendo Wii is actually really fun, but you definitely have to place the sensor in the right place, because if you don't, it'll like really screw up the game.
I don't really look at the Wii as a next-gen console, which I'm sure I'm going to get loads of people having a go at me. But I see it basically in between. Like, so you have the PS3 and the Xbox fighting for power, and then you have the handhelds. I see the Wii as in between, as kind of you'd have it as a second console. Like, I've got the 360, and I'll probably get the Wii as well, to have as a second console, to play for like 20 minutes, put it down, go away, 20 minutes, get down, that sort of stuff.
Yeah. And the Xbox and the Wii are a really good combo, because together they're about the same price as the PS3. So you get two consoles for the price of one.
Well, yeah, actually you do. It's pretty cheap, actually.
Okay.
It's around the same, nearly the same price as a PSP.
Yeah. I think it's cheaper.
Yeah, and the end cost. Please, we're killing it.
Okay, well, now we're at the end of the Gaming Cyclone podcast.
And you can hear loads of crap in the background.
It's not my fault. And we apologize for this echo crap that's in the background. And thank you for listening. And you can go to yup277.19.former.com to join the forums or submit material for the podcast.
We're going to have a .co.uk domain soon.
Or you can go to gamingcyclone.moonfruit.com. to go to our website.
And so ends another memorial episode of Gaming Cyclone.
Yes.
Okay, thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.